This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Strange noises, just for the heck of it, you know? Isn't it fun to be able to just do, to live your life as you want to, be as silly as you want to, or as serious as you want, be who you are. That's what's most important. Do, what's the old song, gotta go where you wanna go, do what you wanna do. So, enough of that. Tuesday, October the 3rd, it is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen to whom you are listening, discussing issues of the day. Tom Petty is dead, and there's not much more to say about that other than it's kind of, it's a wake-up call. 66 years of age, not sure what really caused heart attack, respiratory problem, whatever it was, but it, whatever it was serious enough. Something blew up, and it basically destroyed his brain. So that was the end of that. He was long dead before he got to the hospital in Santa Monica. When you have those events, those massive events like that, it's just over. So, man, this guy was responsible for a lot of great rock music, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the death toll in Las Vegas, 500 people injured. Looks like 59 dead. Stephen Paddock had lots of weapons. He had explosives. Looked like he was going to blow up the hotel. The Daesh a-holes are taking credit for this somehow or other. Bill O'Reilly, I noticed in an interview, said these sorts of things are the price of freedom. Are they?
What?
The price of freedom is to, you know, it's like guns and stuff. These sort of shooting sprees are when you get right down to it, I know how you feel, and I basically agree with you on gun control issues, Victoria.
I'm not against people owning guns.
No, I'm not either.
I just want, you know, mental health checks and basic common sense things that I don't even understand how anyone could make the opposite argument, you know.
Yeah,
and right now Congress is working on several bills that ease restrictions on gun control, including, have you heard about the silencers? The police are not happy about this one. There's a bill in Congress that that eases restrictions on gun silencers, and so the police experts have come out and said this is not a good idea because in a situation like what happened in Vegas with a silencer, it makes it almost impossible to tell where the shots are coming from.
Right.
Any
change in the gun laws to make it easier is unnecessary and not smart. So now to talk about some of the human aspects of this, I'm looking at what there's a young fellow who was trying to help the people, the victims, and he got shot. And there are all kinds of people trying to analyze this, the analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of machine guns. I don't get why anybody needs a machine gun. And that's pretty much the bottom line here. There are all kinds of the essence. You can hear me fighting to try to come up with the right words for this thing, because there are all kinds of experts, quote unquote, who are trying to get us to understand what would make somebody do something like this. And it's not difficult to explain. The guy's a madman. He was out of his mind. He was insane. Why ever, however he got that, he had the resources to take care of himself, but he clearly didn't want to do that for whatever. And there are a lot of people that are digging around. I don't know. I don't get that they really have found a motive for why this guy did this.
And I don't know that we ever will. I mean, this is not something, I mean, he did turn the gun on himself, so maybe this was a planned suicide mission all along, but I don't think that there was a note or anything left behind or a manifesto or, I don't think that, I think this is just going to be a mystery.
Donate blood for
yes.
things like this. Donate blood. Lots of things that we're sharing on Facebook, /DJB show, if you want to look at what we're suggesting there. And other than that,
a lot of people in Vegas have been lining up around the corner, they say, for the to donate blood, which is wonderful.
Candlelight.
Long Jesus lines. It's great.
Last night there, a long line. Yeah, you're right.
It's a line worth waiting in.
Yeah, it's just exasperating.
You know, Jennifer will tell us more tomorrow when she's back, but she has a friend who was shot.
Yeah.
He's had some issues because a bullet actually, I didn't even know this existed, a bullet went through another person and into her friend.
Yeah.
And so now he has all kinds of issues because the blood mixed,
from
the other person. I didn't even know that was such a threat, but apparently it causes clots and things, so...
Yeah.
Or, you know, as you say, holding a good thought for him and for everyone else who's recovering in the hospitals there.
All right, people in the news. Rose Leslie. You know who she is?
I do.
Kara does.
How do you pronounce the character's name she plays on Game of Thrones? Is it Ygritte?
Yeah, okay, good. I wanted to hear you guess first. It's Ygritte, so you're pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like a baby, what is that, a baby eagle or a baby owl? Which one's an Ygritte?
Ygritte is a baby eagle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You both lost me on that one. On the wildlife
get with
talk.
It. Come on.
So people are talking about her because her folks are renting out their home on Airbnb. That's a castle in Scotland. And now if you're using Airbnb, you can rent out. It's called the Licklyhead Castle from Ms. Leslie's parents, Sebastian and Candida. It has 7 bedrooms.
That's pretty small for a castle.
Turrets, 7 bathrooms, a large flat screen TV, dining room for 16, quiet, secluded, and a beautiful parkland surrounded by trees and lawns. 5-star, 23 reviews, got to stay for 2 nights, $800 a night.
Right. That's not bad for a whole castle.
Well, yeah, if you've got 16 people staying there, if that's how many can fit in, then...
Right.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's find 13 friends.
I was saddened to read and hear about the passing of Monty Hall. It may not mean much to the two of you, but this guy had more game shows to his credit. He was probably best known for Let's Make a Deal for 25 years. He hosted Let's Make a Deal. Wayne Brady is hosting the remake of that show at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun, crazy stuff. He was a Canadian, and he started as a sportscaster in Toronto and then went to New York to go on NBC Radio Monitor, and then he became a game show host and spent most of his career and he and the producer of the show, Marty Hall actually created the idea for this show.
Is that the show, I've never seen it either in the original form or the new one. Is that the one where people dress up and they have stuff in their purses?
Yeah,
and, okay.
Trade. It's a trade. It's a barter show.
Okay.
He'll give you $500 what's in your pocket.
Okay.
Or, you know, well, I'll give you $1,000 you can take behind what's door number one. You know, what do you want to do?
Sounds fun.
It brought out the silliest in people, and it was a lot of fun. And his faces were great. And he was a real pro. He came from an era when there were about a dozen really good people that were radio folks that became TV folks that mostly were game show people. Bill Cullen is another name that comes. Wink Martindale. There are a whole bunch of those guys that did. They were all radio guys, and then they became game show people. Eubanks is another one. That's an era that's gone.
Well, I don't know, though, because I think Steve Harvey is really good.
Well, he is, yeah. All right, I'd give you that.
And he's a radio guy, and I think he is fabulous on Family Feud and whatever, and the little big shots and everything.
Yeah.
I just, the more I see him, the more I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a very likable guy. Speaking of guys you like, today, Kara, is National Boyfriend Day. Boyfriends have been overlooked when it comes to holidays.
Why did you say my name with that? You wrote
Mother's
it in?
Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, Girlfriend's Day, In-Law's Day. What the heck's the story for boyfriends? I said that because I know you're on the prowl, and so... Nice day.
On the prowl.
Well, she's looking. But you know what? You don't. You never find anything when you're looking for it. It'll the right guy is going to show up at the
yeah,
right time.
Yeah, I got stood up on Saturday, so I don't think
you
I'm looking.
You got stood up?
Yeah, I don't think
Who is the guy? I'll go punch him right in the nose myself.
You know, my mom threatened to do the same thing.
Good for her. Why did he? Well, you don't know why he stood
I don't know.
Did you know him before? Did you meet him, or he hadn't seen you, or what?
I hadn't met him yet. It was supposed to be the first time on Saturday.
Yeah, but it was
an online dating.
Yeah. It was an online thing. Yeah, what an ass. Whoops, excuse me. Huh? Fix his butt. Just let me at him. Anyway, so now, take two on National Boyfriend Day. Even makes it more important for you to get yourself hooked up.
Well, this is in recognition of boyfriends who really don't get...
No,
a holiday.
We don't.
So I'm, right. I was going to say, you're the only boyfriend here. The rest of us are all, you know, either enfianced or husband up, so,
yeah.
Or single.
Oh,
so what are you going to get today?
I don't know.
Special dinner, maybe?
Who considers me a boyfriend? I was supposed to do a lot of town stuff tonight, but my schedule has changed somewhat. So maybe someone will take me out to dinner. I was just taken out to dinner the other night, so maybe... two nights or three nights in a row, maybe asking for too much.
Maybe a home-cooked meal then.
Friends. Friends who are boys. Friends who are men. That brings me back around to my review of the movie that we watched last night on Netflix, Jane Fonda and Robert Redford, in a boy-girl, male-female, mature relationship. And it was a lot of fun. If you haven't get an opportunity to see it, I would take it in. Matter of fact, let's have a note, and then we'll do the television report. Tom Hanks is in that news right after this.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
All right, so quickie here on what's the best thing tonight.
Oh, boy, lots of stuff. This Is Us at 9 on NBC, new NCIS, new Lethal Weapon, new NCIS New Orleans, new Bull, new Law & Order True Crime Menendez Brothers, new Middle, new Kevin Saves the World, and new Voice, and new Blackish. Everything's new.
Everything's new.
Everything's new.
Everything.
Yep.
21 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Three and change at the hour on the DJB Experience. Music in this hour, first courtesy of Jason Aldean, who has issued a statement about the shootings in Vegas. He was on stage during the Route 91 Harvest Festival when all the shooting began. On Instagram, he wrote, "This has been horrific. I don't know what to say, but wanted to let everybody know that me and my crew are safe." You gotta go back to school and learn some English.
Okay.
That's the most important thing in the story, right?
Well, it kind of doesn't take away from his credibility a little bit. Anyway, his thoughts and prayers, we all get that. He was the closing act at the festival. Eric Church was there, Sam Hunt, Big and Rich, 30,000 people, and we all know what happened. Jake Owen, who played before Aldean, sent a series of tweets as well, confirming he was okay, sending love to his baby daughter, and, you know, the rest.
It's terrible for everybody. Jason Aldean's band, apparently, when they ran off stage, they were hiding behind equipment and stuff, and then they didn't know which way to go because they didn't know where the shots were coming from.
Can't tell. All right, let's move into something a little bit more positive. Bob Dylan, the lyrics for "Like a Rolling Stone," handwritten song, was number one 1965. One of the first songs I played as a disc jockey in that year. They're going to be auctioned off in L.A. I don't understand this. This was supposed to be from 65, and yet it was rewritten again this year?
Yeah, he actually wrote down the lyrics, which I guess there was a rumor that one other set of handwritten lyrics existed, but now it's official. So now this is his handwriting, and it's deliberately done, so it's real.
Well, but already lyrics have been sold from an early draft that somebody paid $2 million for.
And they may not have. I don't know if that was real or not, but yeah, $2 million. That's a lot.
Whether it was fake, or it was the real deal. I think that's how many copies are going to be. This guy, or any people, Chuck Berry used to love to write lyrics on napkins in restaurants. A lot of people do that. A lot of deals are made on restaurants.
And in comparison,
too.
We talked about the Prince story yesterday, where his handwritten lyrics with notes on them only sold for like $26,000, right?
Yeah.
Which is still a lot of money, but I'm like, why is Bob Dylan's worth $2 million?
Well, a couple of, earlier this year, handwritten lyrics to an unpublished Dylan song from the early 60s about Wisconsin on the auction block. and the opening bid was $30,000.
Wow.
Now, the lyric, but this particular lyric sheet or napkin or whatever you want to call it, opening bid for that's $125,000.
Wow.
Wow, Zowie. Bunga bunga. All right. Let's spend some time with the boss, shall we?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen is teaming up with Bryan Adams. I think this is a good combination, frankly. It's there's a likeness to the way they sound in a manner of speaking. So anyway.
Gritty kind of 70s rock.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, right. Yep. So they both helped conclude the third Invictus Games, Paralympics competition for wounded military veterans in Toronto. Springsteen performed a solo acoustic set, joined Adams and his band on stage at the Air Canada Centre for a rendition of his hit Cuts Like a Knife, Adams, in 1983, and then Badlands, which is his song. Kelly Clarkson, Bachman Turner Overdrive performed at the event. This would have been a good take. Also, other Bruce news. Starts his first night of previews for his new Broadway show, Springsteen on Broadway. What a joke. I tried in four different ways to get tickets.
Yeah, but he's trying to fix it. He's doing a raffle, $75 tickets, 26 of them every night he's doing. Right. So
how
it's
do we
similar
know that?
To Hamilton.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
You
how
go to LuckySeat.com. You can sign up now.
Really?
Yep. You might get tickets.
Might do that. All right, I'll do that. Because I got time. It's 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, a new survey by J.D. Power finds that non-premium vehicles provide the same tech experience as premium vehicles. The overall satisfaction with new vehicle technology amongst both premium and non-premium owners is around 75%. It comes down to how well a dealer educates a customer on features in the vehicle to know how a new owner feels about it. Sales satisfaction begins to decline after dealer education lasts more than 25 minutes. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Aren't you glad that we are back in the fold here on the DJB show on Air Victoria at Twitter? It's Victoria Keelan C. Schillen. Is it Twitter? Say it again, Doug. Twitter. I'm all the Twitter. Okay. So I got some food news in a few minutes, including good news for those of you who are trying to find healthy candy for...
Is that a thing? That's not real.
Oh, no. Wait till you hear.
Boy. I can't wait.
I want to send you to a Facebook page, facebook.com/townhall. May I suggest that those of you, because there are varying opinions on this, as we grieve for those who died in Las Vegas, and those of you who wonder whether there's ever going to be a right time to start an honest intellectual discussion about gun violence. Notice I did not say gun control, gun violence. So if you have some thoughts and you can't find a good place to express them, or you haven't heretofore, go to facebook.com/townhall, and that way you can contact elected officials, tell them what you're thinking, what you want them to do. But you'll see lots of different just thoughts and expressions and things that you can wrap yourself around. All right? So It's another way. It's an outlet. You know, the bottle, I always use the Coke bottle as an example of what happens. There's pressure as you shake the bottle and then you open it, the pressure comes out, but it's focused. There's more pressure because the bottle neck is thinner, so it builds up more pressure. And we have a bottleneck here when it comes to discussing gun violence. I don't believe there is a need for more laws. I believe the laws on the books need to be enforced, and we have to have a discussion about mental illness, and there has to be something done about it. And I don't know what the answer, I don't know how to do that, but we sure as heck are not giving it the proper treatment. And but is it, as has been suggested by some, is this the result of just living in a free society? You know, if you pulled something like this off in some countries in the Middle East, you would be beheaded immediately, or you'd just be shot, or, you know, there's just a whole different way of thinking in Asia as well. China, they don't put up with this. So, you know, the countries that don't put up with I'm laughing because I remember my father, who used to get disgusted about things like this and other sorts of criminal activities, would say, we ought to live like they do in Singapore. If you steal something in Singapore, they chop your hand off. You know, that kind of stuff. So, I don't think that's my father's wheelhouse, kind of, but it wasn't where most people would go. So, let's move away from that, although there's that the shocking effect, or the shock effect, of looking at the same video over and over again and hearing the stories from the singers and the people who were there. Somebody who lived in Framingham died in this thing. A woman, middle-aged, I forget her name. But there's probably very few areas of the country that haven't been touched by this in one way or another. Either somebody was injured or killed because of this madness.
Well, yeah, there was a young girl who is only a few years older than me who went to high school in the same area where I went to high school, and she's alive, but she lost her right eye. There's so many things. It's like you remember the death count afterwards, but I feel like you forget about all of the people who are injured, and there are people who are going to be affected by this for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Okay, let's... I'm also sort of wrapped around Tom Petty's death a little bit more than, I mean, he's sort of in my age bracket, and even, you know, if I wasn't a big, big fan of his, I think there were four or five songs that he had that were hits that were great, but I look at the age, and I look at the way he lived his life, and then I think back about the first time I remember hearing something like this happening was when Elvis died. I remember what I was thinking when Elvis died, and I remember my mother being upset about the death of Jeff Chandler. Why I remember this, God only knows. I can remember her crying. She was in her 40s at the time. This is one of those Hollywood icons. If you look up Jeff Chandler, very good-looking actor from the 40s and 50s and 60s. And my mother was very upset about it. And I bet we could all find inside of us a star, for lack of a better term, someone who was, we thought we knew, actor, singer, performer. It shocks you. It's something that's not expected. And so you have your grief. You have a reaction like, I didn't know him, but I'm thinking, and I don't know why I'm upset. I know why I'm upset about Petty dying, because it's an age thing. I look around at the people who were dying who were my age, and...
But he's so young, 66.
Younger than I was, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy young.
We grow up with these people. We see their movies. We hear their songs. We get to know them in a sense. They become part of our family, friends. So when they die, it kind of is like an extended member of your family leaving. And so that's why it affects so many people. And there's a psychological, for those people who live alone, it's even more difficult on the psychological level because they are alone. Like everybody else in their family. So we all need to, as human beings, we are social beings. We need the touch, the communication, the feel. Social creatures need to have connection. And by the way, humans are not the only ones. There are, you can study the animal kingdom. You can study dogs. You can study cows. I'm a farmer. I know cows well. Been around cows all my life. Cows, when a cow dies in the pasture, the herd will surround the body until the body is removed. They all circle around the body. They don't leave it.
Wow.
It's surrounded. I don't know what happens when a horse dies, but I would guess the same sort of thing. Meredith's listening, so she'll tell me if she knows. What happens when a horse dies? What happens when a dog dies?
Well, dogs are very, you know, those are, they're such pack animals.
In tune. Yeah. Very in tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there have been a lot of people focusing on Facebook and social media, a deluge of outpouring, if you will, of support for the people that died in Las Vegas. But it is, you know, it's interesting psychological point. And I don't know that there's a right way or a wrong way to grieve. I know in my own personal experience, I really have never grieved for either my mother or my father passing. I'm not sure I've ever grieved for... yeah, that's not true. I have a couple of people that were in my life that were adults as a kid when they died. I was upset about it. I was more upset when Charlotte died than any other being I'd ever been around. But it's the connection, isn't it? Think about your connection, Victoria. You're very close to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that, and you're not thinking about what is tomorrow. You think about the now and enjoy it. And maybe that's the lesson here, to enjoy what you have with any or all of them. And if it's somebody you don't really know, but you think you know, an actor, singer, or whatever, then you play the music and enjoy it and think about all they gave to your life. The pleasantness, the wonder of some creativity that most of us don't have. Imagine.
And the inspiration and the legacy.
Yeah.
Think about how many people really leave such a lasting mark on our society. And our artists, if you look to them time and time again, it's the artists, the musicians, the writers. It's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about the arts and keeping the arts alive. It's because that is our oral history. That's our legacy.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, Meredith and I have had this conversation any number of times about Whitney Houston. She thought, she was very upset about Whitney Houston dying. Man, what did that mean? Think about somebody. We can all come up with somebody that we've been close to. And then you wonder, well, I didn't really know that person. Why am I grieving? Because we are grieving beings. We are. We need to show our emotion. And the problem with society today is it doesn't let you, it isn't considered mature to show your grief. You need to hide. If you're a man, you got to buck up and hide your tears. Baloney. That's a bunch of crap. All it does is make you more screwy than you already are. Emotions are there to be expressed and experienced. And the raw emotion that you feel under circumstances like this is just that. It's raw. So let it all hang out. All right. I don't want to focus on that too much. You know, I found some things here, ladies. I was doing a little bit of homework on My Pillow and what it is that makes this such a fascinating American company. We've been talking about the four-pack, the premium My Pillows and all that stuff. How many of you have looked at the story of Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of My Pillow? You see him on TV a lot. He's holding the he's holding onto a pillow like somebody's going to take it from him. No, you can't have my pillow. Have you ever seen those? He's wrapped around the pillow. he personally guarantees the MyPillow. It's a great American story, actually, and one which culminates in you going online to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code DJV, and have it apply to, I mean, you can buy these pillows that I'm talking about that are the special, the pack, but there are all kinds of things that they have, the mattress topper. They even have pillow beds for your pet. Did you know that?
No.
Go online to MyPillow.com. Yeah.
Wow.
Luxury sheets. This guy, he explains it in his ads on TV. He says he finds himself frustrated with his pillow. He didn't like it. It was flat. Woke up in the morning with a sore arm. And so he said, I was tired of it. And so I created my own. The patented interlocking fill adjusts to your individual sleep needs regardless of your position. So the MyPillow holds its position all night, every night. So you fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer. There are all kinds of testimonials on the website for this. So may I suggest that you take advantage of these opportunities presented by using the code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Buy those pillows we're talking about, buy other pillows. You'll get a discount on everything that you see at MyPillow.com by using the promo code DJV. So you see there are a lot of other reasons for you to go there, but no matter what, you need to replace your pillows every year. This is a perfect way to do it and a perfect opportunity because you save a lot of money. Buy your pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to plan and prep for a storm. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, this week is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the official start of hurricane season is June 1st. Hurricanes in severe weather can be extremely dangerous, as we know, and in 2016, more than a million households and businesses were left without power by Hurricane Matthew. So we want to help people get prepared now.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Power outages can cost thousands of dollars, and having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect generator means that your power can be restored the moment the outage occurs. These generators are professionally installed, and once connected, they are on standby and ready to go. You can program the generator to power whichever functions in your home are most important to you, whether that's several appliances and lights or your entire home. Cummins Quiet Connect generators are quieter, more compact, and can be installed as close as 18 inches from your home, so you're never without power.
What are some other important tips?
Well, survey your property for things that might need attention, like dead trees, loose shingles, and even overgrown vegetation. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster preparedness kit that includes all the necessities that you and your family need, like bottled water, non-perishable foods, prescription refills, extra batteries, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit homegenerators.cummins.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk about ice.
Damn right.
Damn right. Isaac Hayes had the theme from Talking About Jab. You can dig it.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, yeah, man?
Ask, is this a good movie? I mean, I like the song, but is it a good movie?
Well, it depends on your definition of good.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Why would you say so? Chuck Curry, a movie man.
It's a product of its time, I think.
Well, it was when originally came out, Roundtree was Shaft, and I think there were three of them. Why were there three of them? Right.
I think so. They did one Shaft Goes to Africa, and I think there was one more.
Yeah. And then Samuel L. Jackson, who is the most prolific black actor of our time, and probably the best because he's very clever. He knows how to act. He revived it, and it was good. I thought the Shaft movie that was a revival, I thought they were going to keep going, make a couple of more of them, because it did well at the box office, as I recall, didn't it, Chucker?
It did all right. Well, you know, believe it or not, they're going to actually bring back Richard Roundtree and Sam Jackson in the Shaft movie with another actor named... Are you there?
Of course they are. Yeah, I'm just laughing because of course they are. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're going to bring back Richard Roundtree, Samuel Jackson, and another actor named Jesse T. Usher. I'm not that familiar with him. In a new Shaft movie, which is going to be released by Lionsgate. But the story that broke yesterday is that Netflix is going to get into the distribution game, agreeing to pay half the film's budget of $30 million. They're going to have overseas distribution rights and the ability to stream the movie 2 weeks after its initial release here in the U.S. overseas. So that's sort of a game-changing deal in
How
terms of what Netflix
has done. How do they make a Shaft movie for $30 million? I don't see that. I mean, by the time they pay those three guys, they're going to have to give them $30
million. I think they could do it. Probably be in the high 30s. They could do it. I mean, the Tom Cruise movie that you saw the other day, American Made, was done for $60
million. Yeah.
So right. I think they could deliver a Shaft movie for $35
million. More like it, though. By the
way, I've never played with $35 million, so I'm not an expert on the subject.
Okay, Chucker.
Just giving you my honest opinion.
Thank you. I saw Jane Fonda. Last night we watched the Jane Fonda Robert Redford movie on Netflix.
Okay.
Called, what is it, Soul of the Night, I think it's called.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was very good. It was worth the time and the trouble, even in spite of the stupid interview from Megyn Kelly and some of these other clucks that are trying to get at it. They together are magic. You know, you hear the term movie magic. And I heard that her agent, Jane Fonda's agent, called and started the sentence with, there's a movie possibility with Robert Redford. And before he finished the sentence, she said, yes. Didn't even know what it was. Never read the script. Yep, I'm doing it. And it's very sweet. It's a great story about older love. That's really what it's about.
Well, is it as sweet as Shaft?
I would not put the two of them in the same sentence. But thanks for asking. Okay. All right, more movie news with Chucker right after this.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all of your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Hi, Chucker. What other movie news do you have?
This is an interesting story, Doug. Bradley Cooper is being offered the role of WWE wrestling kingpin Vince McMahon in a biopic from the directors of Crazy Stupid Love. That's a film I'd like to see. Listen, Vince McMahon, say what you want about him, but that is an interesting story.
He's not the one to play it. He's not that. He doesn't.
Who would be? Why?
Because he doesn't look it. He doesn't have the build. He doesn't come across as.
I think he's a good fit.
You do.
Well, I do. I think that's actually fairly good casting. I can't think of another actor off the top of my head that would play the role. But having said that, that is definitely a movie I do want to see, a biopic, warts and all, of Vince McMahon. So we'll see how that plays out. Sony Pictures announcing going to do a Men in Black spinoff film for 2019. No Tommy Lee Jones, no Will Smith, just take place in the same universe.
Just creepy, crawly creatures on artificially created screens, a waste of time. All right, Chuck, a good man, though. You're never a waste of time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.